presents the Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
I'm Paul Gannon.
I mean, I still, can I just say, you've got lovely nostrils. Lovely. Oh, look at the wax. Look at the way he's waxed his lovely, lovely nostril loops.
And also with us we have Mr...
My name is Richard Sandley.
And finally, on the fourth microphone, we have...
Dale Winton, Cinemark at the Swing.
You had to ruin it. It was all soft and lovely.
Okay.
Do it again. I'll introduce you.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Finally, coming up on the fourth member is...
Sweet ladies, it's Joseph Wilson taking you into the last hour.
No, you're not taking anyone anywhere, mate. You need to know your place.
Look, we've got a call. It's ringing.
We've got a call. Hello, listener, you're listening to...
Hello.
Hello.
It's Becky.
Hello.
From Wolverhampton.
Hello, Becky. You all right?
Yes, thank you.
What have you been up to?
Oh, I'm just doing some knitting, love.
Knitting. That's pretty cool.
Knitting.
That's what I thought. Knitting.
With wool and what are you knitting?
I'm knitting a jumper for my grandson.
Fair enough.
And how old is your grandson?
He's 6 and a half.
Yeah. And how old are you, love?
Oh,
seem polite.
I don't like giving my...
You never ask a lady.
You've never worked on the phone, have you?
No.
Joe,
you never ask a lady your name.
No, you don't.
I apologise.
It is the reason why you're lonely.
Can we just apologise for Joe's very forward and inappropriate question?
What are you wearing?
Have you been listening to the show, then?
I have been listening for the 10 hours now, darling.
Blimey, thank you very much for that. We appreciate any and all ears. And
have we
kept you company?
You have, dear. I've had a very good laugh tonight.
Oh, good. Because we were beginning to think we were just having a mental breakdown for all to enjoy.
No, it's been very nice, dear. Can I have a discussion about something, dear?
Yes. By all means.
Well... See, my grandson, he loves Danger Mouse.
Right.
Good.
And,
that's good to hear.
Do you know anything about Danger Mouse, do you?
What do you want to know? Cosgrove Hall 1980s cartoon about a one-eyed spy mouse and his mole friend?
I don't know.
His friend? What was his friend called?
Given some, do you remember the old video cassette, do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, his dad gave him some. Oh, I don't know nothing about it myself.
Well, you can't go wrong with Cosgrove Hall. You know, they made some good stuff. They made Count Duckula. Did you ever get on that?
Oh, I don't know you're talking about, darling. Sorry.
What about the trapdoor? That was a good one.
The trapdoor. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that one, too. Yeah.
You do, okay.
Oh, the last,
A little blue plasticine dude who bonks things a lot.
Don't you open that?
Trap door.
What did he say? Grab it.
He said glob it.
Grab it.
And he went, it's bonking time.
And who's the guy who did the voice?
Willie Rushton.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic TV.
Oh, glob it.
Yeah. Glob it. I love that show.
Yeah. Glob it.
Yeah, that was good. But yeah.
I used to like the wooden tops myself, do you, when I was a little girl.
That's a little bit before my time, the wooden tops. I'll give you that. I know it. I never experienced it.
What about Finger Mouse?
Calm down.
So what do you look like? What do you look like?
Stop flirting.
I'm a size 6.
Size 6?
And I'm 25 years old, darling.
Right, and you're a grandmother. But it is Wolverhampton, yeah. So...
Joe, this is why you're going to be single forever.
She just
a woman calls up, you ask her age,
what she's wearing. I'm just trying to build a picture. What this lovely lady's like? She says she's a grandmother. She's 25.
Why don't you ask her about her fucking politics? That's going
to
go down.
Yeah. Do you think Impin Lopek is a fucking lying piece of shit who doesn't need to be made more?
Relax, Joseph.
We started off so calm.
Don't make me side with Paul and Eli about you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Joseph's a very volatile idiot.
I apologise.
Sorry. Now, madam.
Oh, you're all right, darling. It's fine.
Thank you, sorry.
So, how you all doing tonight then, all right?
We are, as you may imagine, suffering mentally.
Me and Paul are suffering because we're the ones who put the fucking work in here.
My shoulders.
No,
are
Rich has done a lot.
Everyone.
Rich has done a lot.
And
Rich has done a lot. Joe's just come along, fucking glory hunter, for the last couple of hours to do his stupid voices and then have an argument.
Joe is basically the podcast equivalent of the person who runs up to a football that's going into a goal and taps it over the line and claims it was his goal.
Yeah, whee!
At least I scored.
Yes.
Talk of a scoring, what are you wearing?
I'm not trying to be crude, madam.
You are crude.
Wait, madam. She's talking.
Pardon?
Sorry. Say again, sweetheart.
Oh, I said you lost me. If my old man was alive, he would have loved this show.
Oh, I feel sorry for him already. I mean, don't get me wrong. We've put in our best work we can. We've entertained the best we can. We're doing what we can to raise money. We've raised basically almost £600.
Brilliant.
As of right now, we're that far away. And so,
darling, but it
will be honest, it's been tough. Those early hours with me and Eli on our own, 7 a.m, I'm not going to forget those.
Can I ask, what's your toughest experience you've ever faced in your life, madam?
Say that again, darling.
What's your toughest experience you've ever faced, had to deal with in your life?
Oh, it would be giving birth to my son, Paul.
Was that the Paul that called her before? Who digs up Doctor Who and...
No, that'll be the Paul sitting next to you, darling.
Oh! Oh, have we just discovered, is this the last hour? Have you just declared, madam, that, you know...
Is this Paul's mum?
I am his mother. I am his mother, yes.
Oh, for
that's where he gets his talent from.
Hello, darling. Mum.
Is this
Hello,
actually...
Darling.
Have I just cussed his mum?
Totally hello. I just tried to chat up his mum.
I just tried to chat up my mother.
Brilliant.
It's bad enough you
know,
seriously.
So,
Joe, it's bad enough you look at pictures of my sister online.
He's got big glasses, yeah.
Are you, is this true?
Yes, it's my mum. I recognise it now. I'm very traumatised by everything that's happening.
That was a good voice.
It was.
25 from Wolverhampton.
That's where he gets his talent from, his mother.
Don't admit that, Mum. You're up for it. You got a bullseye on your back now. Mum, I'll give you this, Mum. I was fooled. I did not know it was you.
Well, as we now know, so I suppose really now we can actually ask the questions. What are you wearing?
What's the question?
No,
that's
what's
my mummy. I've actually, Mrs. Gannon, I've actually met you.
Have you?
Oh,
when was that?
Do you remember that time of the blackout?
You know,
when was that?
Well, see how because I realised what was lovely about your son Paul, and I've hung
your son Paul
for just to make aware to her she does have a son called Paul. I've hung out with your son, unfortunately, for years. And it was a lovely moment when I actually met you and the father when I was in Liverpool doing a gig, because I get booked. And 50 quid. And you met you and you in the car. And then what was a lovely moment, because his accent isn't so, northern.
Posh, that's the right one, Mum.
And then the moment
he's
you...
Posh common.
When you dropped
posh
him
common.
Back, because we were driving back to London, suddenly I heard Paul scousing it up, whirling it up. I don't understand what you northerners do. And then it was just an amazing moment. And then he turned to me and went, all right, you, let's go. And that was the first time I met you. And
was he?
Yeah. And I think it'll be the last.
That's left a lasting moment, hasn't he?
Oh, Mother, no. you're breaking up, Mother. No,
ask Paul about the Milky Bar Kid.
No, Paul.
Paul, I love
the
your
Milky Bar Kid.
Oh, Mrs. Gannon.
Paul,
yeah.
Paul, tell us about the Milky Bar Kid.
My mum forced me to do Milky Bar Kid in audition when I was a kid.
Yay! Can Mrs. Gannon explain?
I can see the likeness. I can see why. You do look like
just white and vulnerable.
You still look like
the older gentleman.
I could send you some pictures of
Yes, and we'll put them on the website.
Put them on Twitter.
There are no
pictures.
I will. I bought them a lovely cowboy hat and a belt and a gun.
Swear. Well, Mrs. Gundam, what do you think about your son swearing?
The language on
Well, I'll tell you what.
What?
It's like he's smoking. When I see him, I'll put the smoke down his throat.
Oh, he's...
Yeah.
Oh, mummy!
Oh, darling!
So, I want to know what is the most proudest moment that of Paul that you've ever.
Please don't say this, Mum.
Like when you go, ah, oh, that is my son, Paul, and you just go, ah, no. Where you just go, that is my son. I created him.
He.
I mean, maybe
talks about Ghostbusters to upwards of 12 people.
Is there a Mrs. Gannon? Is there a proud moment where you had when?
Yes, it is.
What's tell us the start story?
Oh yeah.
Yes, please.
When you were 2 years old, and we used to have a cabinet for little miniature alcohols, and I went to do the tea, and when I came back, four of the bottles were empty.
Yeah.
It's breaking up.
No, it's not. But I drank
that's
a load
when
of...
And he became an alcoholic.
Mum.
Oh, no.
You're breaking up.
Alcoholic.
Yeah, I know it's a nice anecdote, but what you're saying is you're a negligent mother without a baby. You're admitting on air that you left me alone with booze when I was a child, mother.
Mrs. Gannon, I want to clear something up. I've known Paul for years and hung up for many, many hours bickering.
Against my will.
Well, I want to know. It came up a year ago, and I've been having a go at him for years, for the past year about this. And I want you to clear this up. Now, there was a moment where he told me, we were having our lovely coffee, there was a moment where apparently the hospital got his birth month wrong, and apparently he was born in August, not September, because you found the birth certificate. Can you clear this up?
That's quite true, but I still fixed it. I have to go back down and get it mended. So he was born on the 14th of September now.
Yes, thank God.
Now, I love the word now.
I'm glad we settled that after 35 years.
The woman in... I think the woman in the registry office was drunk at the time.
Mum, I think you were drunk at the time.
I think you were drunk at the time.
One or the other.
She did call you an alcoholic, Gannon.
I'm only drinking a little bit, Mum. It's been a long day, all right? We've raised £600 for charity.
You haven't got Jack Daniels, are you?
Oh, I know, I want me to go down.
How did you know?
I was saying Eli,
Jack Daniels, Mrs. Gannon.
Yeah.
How did she know you were drinking? Have you just admitted to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome, my mum always says.
I know, what are you doing?
Mum, you don't!
What's he doing, Mrs. Gannon?
Hi, Chris.
Say again. Say again, I can't hear you.
You are actually breaking up.
Fucking hell. You're drunk, Mum. You're drunk
again. She is drunk, isn't she?
You can't do this.
All I've got is me Lucozade.
Lucozade, yeah. with the schnapps in.
You know I'm poorly still, so, you know.
I know you're very ill. You're very ill. You're constantly telling me that. How sick I make you. Yes, we all know.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, well, you all right, Mum?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're doing a fucking catch-up.
What you say?
What are you after?
What am I after?
Yeah.
I never ask you for anything.
He's doing a show for 27 hours. The mum goes, what are you after?
I put me money down for you. So
I know. Thank you very much. That was awesome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Have you been up your face next time I see you?
How much have you listened to this?
I've listened to it since yesterday.
Oh, fucking hell.
Wow, so...
I'm going to tell you what, you owe me £1,900 for every year.
No.
Terrible.
Oh. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in.
Are you going to hang up on your mother?
Oh, you're welcome.
No, I'm not hanging up on my mother. I'm severing the phone call.
That's what he does when I talk to him on the phone. He says, I've got to go now, the train's coming.
Don't you dare.
Mrs. Gannon, we know him.
We know he's awful. Don't you have to tell us.
We experience this. We understand this.
I hate everyone.
He's a disappointment to us all. So
you know,
you.
What other things can you reveal about Paul Gannon?
I was born a girl. All right.
Let me see. Oh, I couldn't on air really. Some of the things been terrible. I've had a life of hell. to be honest with you.
Well, do you want to explain your life of hell?
No, there's no life of hell. I was a gorgeous son. I was the best out of a mum. I was the best thing that came out of me mum. Let's just put it that way. Wow. I was the best thing.
You didn't come out me.
I escaped.
Well, who is that in the background, Mrs. Mom. Gannon?
My husband and my daughter.
Weatherspoons and your daughter.
Not Weatherspoons.
Did you say Weatherspoons?
He said father and the daughter.
Oh, the husband. All right, see you later.
There's Jessica.
Can we speak to the father, please?
No, my dad.
Oh, certainly can. Hang on a minute.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Gannon. Thank you very much.
And anyone else? Fucking parents want to call up.
Hello, sir. How are you, Mr. Gannon?
Well, don't call me sir, please. Too common.
Yeah, don't call him sir.
Wow. I've been putting my players on it, eh, lads?
Yeah, don't fuck
lungs
about
and bastards,
mate, you know,
mate. Hello, sir. We met very briefly once. Have you been listening to your son's radio show?
We have, yes.
That was so sad. I was like, yeah, we're very disappointed.
So, like, what was the proudest moment, you know, of your son, in your life, of your son?
How is he going to know? Say what?
How can I embarrass him in proudest moments?
You know what? I've done enough of that myself.
Mr. Gannon?
Yes,
what is your the proudest moment of Mr. Paul's life? Oh, let's make it funnier. What's the way you went, oh, man, that's my son. Oh, my God. Who is he going out with?
Say what?
Paul as himself. But Edmore, he's the proudest moment.
Oh, Daddy loves Paulie.
Daddy loves Paulie.
That's what we want to hear. Now this nonsense, this shit stirring.
Yeah, Joseph
from Wilson over there.
Sadly, are you ganging up on me? I thought you were on my side.
I am, but you're traumatising Paul.
Yeah, just because you French kissed your bloody mother.
All right, that's a side story.
I got confused.
Basically, I was like 7 years old and I kind of got...
You don't have to tell my family this story.
Well, I'm telling people to understand that I did kiss my mum because I thought that's how you kiss. And she said, what are you doing? I said, what are they doing in the films?
You wonder why we pick on him?
Yeah. And I got confused.
Seems like a very natural conclusion to this bit.
Holy God. I never thought I'd end the tonight with a stroke. Well, Mum, Dad, it's nice that you decided to ruin my mental state by calling in.
Well, what's good is that now you can email his friend back in America and say, yes, I have cried.
I'm very close.
Cry.
No, I'm not crying. No one's crying.
Eli, where
have
you been, darling?
Eli's not been giving two shits, and suddenly Paul might have been crying. He's like, what's going on?
Jack Daniel, Paul's crying.
Ella.
Would you like to speak to my daughter?
Yes,
Joe's not speaking to her.
He's Paul's twin.
No, no.
You got 8 minutes.
Let's speak.
Blame me mother.
Oh, God. What's your name, please?
Jess.
Hey, Jess, how are you? I'm Joe.
It's not enough of that.
Sexy Joe.
What do you mean? I'm introducing myself. Yeah. Hello, how are you? You're the sister?
I'm better,
sir. This is smooth and insightful at the same time.
Wow. Smooth talking.
Piercing,
I'm just trying
penetrating
to...
interview.
So, I wouldn't use that word, interview. The other one, maybe. I don't know. What am I even talking
about? Exactly. Yeah.
Hang on. This is going to tip up. I'm trying to talk to Gannon's sister, right? What am I even talking about? And Eli's drunk, hasn't slept, and he's making a tower of beers of red stripe.
And we've snapped.
And we're going to just drop the mic on Joseph Wilson. Guest number one goes down. Mother, father... Sister, thank you for destroying what was left of my mental health this evening.
All right, you're all right.
No, it's not all right. it's all right.
You're very welcome, son.
What?
I feel better now, top of my chest.
Oh, I'm glad. And it was nice to speak to you on air live in front of 16 people.
At least I got you.
Yeah, at least you got me indeed. So are you all right? You're on the mend then?
Yes, I am.
All right, sweet, sweet, sweet. Is there anything else you'd like to do before you go? Embarrass me? Pictures of my baby penis? Anything? Anything you wanna tweet? Just to, you know, stick the knife in before I go?
Oh, no.
I'll do all that on Twitter later, don't worry.
Yeah, I've got a few things, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you tweet your bloody Fallout Boy fans?
Yeah, I will do. All right.
All right, then.
Yes.
Right, then.
Please.
Thank you very much.
Love you. Good luck for the show. Bye.
Thank you.
Lovely to speak to you. Goodbye.
Night, Mum. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Your mum totally fooled you.
She
did. Thought she was a granny who was knitting. And
who was in their 30s, yeah. My mum has watched a lot of Jeremy Kyle.
No, that's when it kind of broke down.
I was genuinely driving to Tilbury. And, you know, they put signs up on the sort of roundabouts for birthdays and things. It said, "Happy 30th birthday, Gran."
Oh. Really?
And that was just the real thing someone put up on a...
Well, so how does that work, right? So you have a
depressed
kid...
bleakly, isn't
you
it?
You have a kid when you're 15.
Yeah.
And then...
they have a kid...
When they're
15. Or 14,
there you
14,
go.
14 yeah.
There you go. Okay.
But it's a little bit bleak, isn't it?
Yeah.
And on that note, a song.
FUBAR Radio presents the Geekatorium 27-Hour Podcast Challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
Well, I thought about the army. Dad said, "Son, you're fucking high." And I thought, yeah, there's a first for everything. So I took my old man's advice, three sad semesters. It was only 15 grand. Spinning bed, I thought about the army. I dropped out and joined a band instead. Grew up my... the army.
Benfold 5 and army there.
Woo!
And we're in the last dregs.
We're on the last furlong, my friends.
Oh, it's a long furlong.
I can almost taste daylight.
I can taste freedom.
Freedom.
I can still taste her from last night.
Oh, God.
Joe, fuck's sake.
I mean, we've been here 27 hours. Paul's made some fucking shit jokes. You come here, you top him with your dirty fanny taste fucking joke. Was that what that was? Yes, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Can I just say, you couldn't get it. You've admitted you couldn't get it up last night.
No, I couldn't. It was very embarrassing, man. And she was beautiful.
Perhaps if you weren't pursuing such empty one night stand type fucking thing.
No, I wasn't. But that's what upset me. She left.
It's because you pretended you were gay.
I was gay. Naturally, people think I'm
gay. It affected your subconscious, and you couldn't fucking do it.
You couldn't get up
because it's like your brain was saying, "I'm gay. I'm pretending I'm gay. I can't get it up because I'm not attracted to Vajaji."
At one point, I did think my penis was racist, but that's another story, you know.
Racist against who? I thought she was Spanish.
No.
See, you've not been listening.
And you're just yes, thank you.
But, you know...
I'm just trying to be honest. And maybe people out there experience these...
Is Eli packing up? He's ready to go. He's packing up. He's
got the fish and chips.
I'm packing down here. I haven't done enough time here. Is that what you're saying?
At least wait till 11 o'clock, you bastard.
No, I've got to fucking fly to Florida.
Not right now.
No, but look, what...
It's like the fish and chip shop that won't cook any more fish after 11:15 because it doesn't want to, you know.
It all went a bit Stanley Unwin there for you in a minute, didn't it?
Imagine Stanley Unwin's wife. Ooh. If he got up in the morning and went, I'll have an halibut. What, halibut? Yeah, and then eggsy wegsies. You know what I mean?
What are you packing up for holiday in the studio?
I'm trying to make that bit work. It's never going to work unless I do a better impression of Stanley Unwin.
So,
and
Eli.
Thank you very much. And he hires Joseph Wilson.
Eli. The smoking ban's come in.
Fucking shut up.
The smoking
ban.
There's a bit of a thing that's happened as a result.
Yeah, they coined a term.
What's that term?
Yeah? It's a smirk.
What is a smirk?
It's where they coined
it. End the show with loads of in jokes.
They coined it. It's where you have a smoke, because you have to go outside now. You have a smoke and you have a little flirt. Smirk.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for the smucking to begin.
Hey!
And what else?
A smiss would be nice. Maybe a little smainal. It's not like a... No.
You fucked your own joke! It's not like I'm asking for smainal.
A friend of mine wanted to be a Chinese gangster. Apparently it was really difficult, so he wasn't even going to give it a go. I said, triad. Hey, I tell you. Another friend of mine, he was a gangster as well, and what he used to do was he used to squeeze Himalayan bovines till all their juices squished out. Uh-huh. He was a yak oozer.
Oh, right.
another friend of mine was a foreign government security official, and he might have been an insect, uh-huh, but he never gave away any information he wasn't supposed to, the KGB.
It's Saturday night on World Radio. We've got 25 minutes to go till 11 o'clock. 27
celebrate
hours.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
What we wanted to know, were you packing up? You got your
plastic. Putting my vinyl in the plastic bag so it's protected from scratches on the way home.
Noisy, rustly plastic bag.
Do you know what, Rich? Do you know what?
If you want to give money, you go to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/ Gigatorium27 podcast. GEEKATORIUM27PODCAST. That's the last time I get to say it. Boom!
So what's the grand total? What's the grand total that we raised? I think we did well.
Here's the thing. The grand total is exactly £600.
Oh, nice.
And the final donation came in from Mark Allen.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that wrote the Smainal joke, but he couldn't even finish
it. Allen. Let's give a shout out to the Allen.
And well done, Mark Allen, and also for writing the only joke Mark Eli has.
Eli ever had. Shut up. Smainal. Which judge that? He didn't write
that. Yeah, he wrote Smurt.
What the
Mark
fuck?
Allen,
that's
you wrote Smurt.
I wrote it. He
no,
was
you didn't.
There.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
No.
I'm going to fucking do
we're not
going to
spend the last 25 minutes arguing about material.
What there is of it.
But, okay, that's good, Rich, I agree. But I just would like to say...
It's not true.
It's not like asking for
that's not true, Joe, and I'll fucking... I'm going to attack you with a brick.
It's got to that. You know it's been a good. You know it's been a good day in a bit of podcasting when you threaten to smash someone's face in with a brick. It's a classic, classic Silverman.
Classic Silverman.
And he's packing
oh,
up.
Oh, Eli.
Oh, yeah, that gem.
We're all gonna get laid.
What? Yay!
Ah, that. You know.
So why you got? Have you discussed why you're going to America? Why are you going to Florida?
See my family.
See your family, and thanks for talking to the microphone.
Yeah, to see his family.
Ask me the question again.
Okay, let's do it again. Why are you going to America?
I'm going to America to see my family. Family.
If anyone else wants to phone in, you've only got 25 minutes to be our last caller.
Ooh.
Can we get Mark Allen to call in?
I think another ex-politician could phone in, so Joe would do his fucking Paxo. His Paxo bit. Yes, what about doctors? What about doctors? You're not answering the question.
I made some good points there. You know,
I'm just going to strum some chords on a ukulele that I don't know how to play.
It's worked for me for 6 years.
So what's next?
I don't care. This is the 25 minutes of just... Look, okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I just want to do a load of thank yous and all that kind of stuff. So let's just put it this way. When I first approached Comic Relief to do this 27-hour podcast, I didn't know it would lead to this. Guests coming in like Gillian Anderson. She was a bit of a handful, but she popped in just for a bit, gave us a wink, and then shot off again. But we also had some guests like Basil Brush. Some jokes were made about Thrush, but we moved on past that. It was nice. Tegan Dewyhead was dressed up in a nice dress. It was pretty. Lemmet Otick, not so much.
It made Joe get shitty.
But now it's important to state that we've made £600 to date. I'd like to just say thank you to all who came and gave the time for us. If you donated, that is great. I'm fine that you may just wait till the last couple of hours of the show to give. And I'm not complaining, that's just the way it is. So thanks for the £600. We didn't drop, but we hit the ground running. And
thanks to Paul's mum for firing up and fooling her own son to think she was a granny. I know that doesn't rhyme, but I'm just trying to fit stuff in.
We had plenty of guests, too numerous to mention.
Rich has got some rhythm, man.
Yeah.
Keep that groove going. Let's. Oh, you're doing the hand thing. I can't believe that.
Want to use this time to say thank you.
What about David Schneider?
Thank you, Eli Silverman. You were here for the longest time with me. You went through the good and bad with me, and I appreciate that quite greatly. Richard Sandling, you were here too. You popped in and then you popped out. You impressed the kids and came back, and that shows some spine. I wish I could rhyme, but that's fine.
What
it's
about
late.
The production team? They did well.
They did well. They
and
helped
the, and the
us.
Studio after 27 hours didn't our fucking smell.
This room is quite pungent, that I'll agree.
It smells something like that... a fucking Yeti's punani.
Yes! Yeti's punani.
Usurped by Silverman in the home straight.
Oh, wow.
Seriously. It has been fun, it has been stressful, it has been emotional. There have been highs and lows and longers and time that went too fast. We had Nick Revel was a great guest. David Schneider was a great guest. Christ, let me just go through the list.
James Acaster,
Stuart Goldsmith, Ash Frith came by, Stuart Laws, Claire Lim and her Badge of Friendship came by, Lou Lucy Trott, Mike Wozniak, Jem Robert, an old school friend. We had Paul, Harry Allen, Ashens, Izzy Lawrence, John Fleming.
We had a lot of guests.
Ned Banton. We've got Sophie Hagen. I mean, if we forget anyone, I'm sorry,
Joe,
but that doesn't mean we're not appreciated.
On that,
no, wait there. Joseph Wilson as well.
Comedian.com.
Yeah. Was he?
That's
no,
how you
say
it.
Thank you to all the people who came tonight. Names are remembered or not. And obviously, Eli and Richard, thank you very much for helping.
We've still got 10 minutes.
I know. No, you don't. You've got 20 minutes, mate.
Eli's treasured.
You know what you are? You're the vocal Oscar moment where they put the music up while I'm saying thank you.
Eli is the human striking up the band.
Man, you bastard. So, yeah, thank you to everyone. Everyone from the top down, from Comic Relief to Duncan and that, and everyone. And the names I can't remember because I'm really spaced out right now. I just want to say thank you to everyone who made this happen tonight and raised the money that we did. And who helped get guests and who got in the way. And who
we did 27 hours of fucking broadcasting.
I should have made notes of every single name so I could thank them properly. But
I didn't do well with the not swearing.
That's fine. I just want to say thank you to all. That's it. It's really that simple. Thank you to everyone. And I'm glad we made it through alive.
We totally did.
Yeah.
You tried to have a nap. It wasn't happening, was
I just,
it? Really?
And here's the thing we normally say. The point is this. I'm going home for a cry wank. And that's the point.
Let's just call it a crank.
A crank. I like the tearjerker, though. I got to admit.
Well, that's not even... That's Angie Barnes. Did you
Angela
thank
Barnes,
her?
Yeah.
You didn't fucking thank her, did you?
Which one?
Angela Barnes.
I'm doing it now. She put her foot in her mouth.
How did she put her foot in her mouth?
She was bendy. Tom Tuck came by,
and he was great.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you fucked up the thank yous, I tell you that.
Oh, I knew I was going to fuck them up. I'm trying my best to remember everyone who came by.
Could we just have a little...
Basil Brush.
The wrestler guy.
Yeah.
And Graham from Egham.
Everyone who's called in. My
Dave.
Bloody mother.
Who was the guy, James, who called and was like a big Hoovian?
Dave.
Caretaker.
Paul. Yeah, Paul. And Ned Fountain, obviously, and John Fleming. I can't remember. But if anyone was in this building or in this studio and you gave your time and talent, thank you.
Shall we have a recap of the Gannonisms?
Yes.
Let's have
and
a recap.
Gannism number one. I can see the clock on my face. Gannism number two.
We need to be on our balls.
Gannism number three.
My ignorance proved me wrong.
And Gannism number four.
Noising makes food nicing.
And finally, for the last time tonight on Foombar Radio, Gannonism number five.
The idea never convalesced.
Runny COVID.
Run it.
I'll give you one last...
Runny. Runny COVID. Producer X-Y.
Oh, mate, I'm fucking ecstatic. Because I don't have to do this anymore. Fucking great.
That's the way to lead a career, like.
I'm going to have a career doing marathon. Someone's going to hire me to do a marathon recording session.
Not with Joe. That attitude, they're not.
No one's going to want to hire you, full stop.
I just do not think that's true.
Whoa,
I was hired. Listen.
Okay, why do you think people should hire you then? You took umbrage to Paul's comments.
I've got voice talent.
Can you show your repertoire of voice talent, please? I mean, remember,
just listen to this.
Okay.
I can go all the way down as well. I can go all the way down as well.
God, I heard that rumour.
What do you want from me?
I want some talent.
I can fucking show off
for the last 20 minutes.
I can talk you under your own balls.
You can talk to me under your... How would you showcase yourself to people that might be listening that want to hire you?
I'm not fucking... Who's listening?
Everyone!
Gannon's mum.
Gannon's mum. I know her.
You actually didn't thank your family, by the way.
I thank them every day. As well as God.
So you got the voice. You did your voice, Eli. So he does impressions of people that burping. What other talents can you...
I could be really funny without even opening my mouth.
Producer, Ronnie.
Dead air! Can we stop... what else? If you're an actor...
Now, look at me. Look at me, Joe.
Yeah?
Keep looking.
I am looking at you. I'm looking at you.
But what's
this? Remember,
at
this is a radio show.
The tragedy is...
This is a radio show.
The tragedy is
what's
that...
What's tragedy? What's the fucking tragedy?
The tragedy is...
Oh, what? He's laughing now!
No, the tragedy is that there's a ukulele being played, which is the sure sign way that something that's gone on far too long is about to come to an end.
Sorry, it's like... Yeah,
that is exactly
it's Coleman's fucking law. You're a Nazi.
Yeah.
You're a fucking Nazi. Whoa.
Hey, hey. I mean, he is, but that sounds...
But,
like,
you know, come on.
Keep it in context, Dick.
Just had a holiday in Argentina after the war, but don't give it. You know. So, what other acting talents do you have? You got the voice. Eli?
I could do sad.
Oh.
Oh.
And
how's
what
that? I'm angry. You fucking bastard.
What are you thinking when you think of sad? What's your motivation?
Well, like Izzy Lawrence didn't fucking thank her, did we? Glad I remembered.
Izzy Lawrence, thank you.
You think of Izzy Lawrence when you're sad?
No, she mentioned sad
Ashens.
And Ashens. And fucking hell. He hung out for ages and you didn't put him back
Eve
on.
And Eve Blake. And David Pickering.
And
Stephen Bailey, I heard this morning or this afternoon.
Last night.
Stephen
Bailey.
That was last night.
That's what he said.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Stephen Bailey. He was one of our first ones, wasn't he?
He broke us in.
Are you making sexual jokes? So when you think of anger, what do you think of?
15 minutes.
I think of
What did he say?
What did he just say?
That'd be made throughout the show. I thought half an hour left.
Let's just
Joe, what? Is anyone you'd like to thank?
I would like to
The Geekatorium. What?
When I think of
Podcast Challenge on FUBAR Radio.
Sorry, what was that?
What, when I think of anger, what was that question?
What do you think of anger?
I think of it's the emotion called anger when people...
But what do you think in your mind's eye? What's the imagery? What's your emotion as a trained actor, allegedly?
What do you mean, what's my emotion as
when
a
trained actor? When you think of anger, would you go, I'm angry? Or do you think of something that makes you really angry?
So, Paul, do you understand what he's asking?
No, I don't give two fucks at this point. But, it's all white noise. It's all white noise.
It's been white noise in your head since about hour two, hasn't it, basically?
Well, what I'm trying to do is develop the show and push it along. Tries to
fucking interact, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, was my highbrow conversation with Nick Revel not enough? Was my
That was good.
Well, at least I had a highbrow with the Liberal MP that was wanking himself into a fucking early grave in Cardiff.
Green giant.
Oh, it's you two against us, is it?
No.
Are
we on the same side, Eli? Eli just said we're on the same side.
That's what makes me angry. That's what I think of.
That's the hugging. That's the hugging.
Come on.
I'll hug you on the hour, okay? Briefly.
Yeah. Oh. Sexy.
I've got to be honest. The most I do need to poo. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I know it's base.
Come on, like, you got to have something more than saying, I just need to poo. You have to...
Imagine I started drinking last night. What an absolute nightmare it would have been.
It would be horrible.
Given that we've got 15 minutes left to go, have you told anyone about Ghostbusters?
Die Hard 5.
Thank you very much. The problem I have with Die Hard 5 is Bruce Willis... has given up
not
creatively.
Forsyth.
No. Bruce Willis has given up creatively, mentally. He's done. We don't need any more Die Hard.
Can I just...
Why did they give it to, like, a different character? Like, who was saying that he's...
Jeremy Renner.
Renner? Do you think Renner could do
it? No, but he's the person... If you can't get The Rock, you get Renner, don't you?
Yeah.
The Rock or Renner.
Well, Renner's got a weird weasel face, doesn't he?
How ironic, Eli.
You look like a fat-nosed Jew.
You know, that's not racist, because
I'm half Jewish. That's why it's not racist.
Ownership.
You know,
it's
actually,
only half racist.
someone commented about the way I look. I know it's radio, but this girl I was hanging out with in Spain, she said, by the way, without your glasses, Joe, you look like a sexy Down syndrome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's,
you know, and I didn't know how to take that.
That's damningly accurate.
Yeah, it's quite good, but I love it. It's without the glasses.
Yeah.
It's so specific.
There's a little tip that glasses make anyone look different.
Flavor of your fruit.
So,
dead air!
Yeah. I'm not sure what Eli's packing up.
I've got to go, mate. I've fucking got to go.
You got 12 minutes and you've done it.
Just stay in one place.
I'm staying. What? No one wants to talk to me anyway. When am I saying a thing?
We do want to talk to you.
I'm asking about your skill set as an actor.
All you're doing is shouting at Joseph.
Because I'm trying to help you.
Why do I have to defend myself as an actor to you?
I want you, because I'm helping you to showcase your talent to people that are listening.
I'm thinking for the last song,
Paul and Gannon's mum.
For the last song, we could just put on All of Rumours. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, no.
Or what about Lenny Henry's Ball Beef and Carrot?
What do you think about Rumours?
Rumours, but look, you could pour some fucking real ale through my beard and it becomes craft beer as it drains. You know? It becomes a fucking... a fancy IPA, and it drains. It's actually
all right. Last thing, I've got a question. You never had topics. You never did any topics, did we? Basically,
not at all.
I've got one. How would you kill a cow in unarmed combat?
You've got to
take a cow down.
I'll go for the soft.
Let's get a fucking topic going for the last 10 minutes.
I'll go for the soft. I'll go for its jugular, basically. Try and reach up into its soft bit under there.
Underwear.
Rip out the jugular.
Underwear. Under the throat.
Under its jaw. There. Yeah. In its throat.
This is radio.
And I'll try and rip it out. Rip it out. Yeah, it bleed. It bleed to death, and I'll kick it in the head whilst it's down there.
This is an incredibly dark way to end.
How would you do it?
Grifts.
You
write it down.
Mate, you have in the past, mate.
You'd fucking eat it. You wouldn't kill it.
Spineless.
It's a hypocrite.
You'd have to get your fingers in its nose and, like, get it down on the floor, like, break its head back and then sort of kick it in the four stomachs.
Hang on, are you talking about porn websites here?
That wouldn't work.
That's how Joe picks up women.
Machete the fucker, like Apocalypse Now.
Unarmed combat, that's the whole point. If you've got weapons, it's not fair, is it?
Could we end on something a bit lighter?
What would you suggest? I was thinking, just breaking up the
U2 shouting at each other, I thought we'd get into some how we'd murder animals.
It's distracted Joe.
I'm still waiting for my hug for the last, like, 9 minutes.
You've got 10 minutes to go.
Joe, Eli, can you hug now and then it's not getting in the way of the end?
Look at the camera. Me and Eli. Oh, you smell so much, Eli. I love you. Joe and Eli sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Oh, God, you stink so bad, Eli. Oh, you actually smell. Oh, my God, you smell so bad. Now your rank is on me.
You've been Eli'd.
The final joke. I've never known 15 minutes to take so long.
You know the film? You know the film? The film It Follows is based on Eli's stench.
Have you seen that yet? It's maybe very good, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I've not seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
It looks like.
So, Eli, you said you wanted to make it a happier note. How can you finish this?
Be happy, then how would you murder a cow? I mean, fuck's sake.
All right, how would you murder a horse?
That's better.
Yeah.
A horse would be more tricky because it would run away.
Yeah.
Well, so would a cow, I guess.
I'd surprise it. I'd surprise it.
No, a horse would be a much, much worse proposition.
I'd lead it to water.
Very good. Hey. What are you going to do?
And what? And then it has a drink, and then it's even more energised. You are an idiot, my friend. What, are you going to push it in?
See, the thing is, he can take it to water.
Yeah, but I can't.
Yeah, but it would probably have a drink. You can't make it, but it probably would have a drink.
Oh, who knows?
If you got thirsty enough...
Are you talking about yourself with a horse with your fucking can walking around like a drunken Ewok in the studio?
I've had two cans, so fucking sue me.
The Americanism comes out.
That could have been your.
Hey, so sue me.
Boy, I tell you, I've got a day. John Lithgow cliffhanger.
So sue me. So, can you tell us anything about being American, Eli, and what the value? Because there's got a bad rap,
Joe,
about
I
being
love
American.
You, but will you stop?
Just stop talking.
Open-ended conversations that will.
I'm just trying to throw some nonsense.
Mate, got 7 minutes.
We gave you 2 hours.
You've had your 2 hours. Then
fucking
shut up.
Yeah. You know, and a hug.
You don't.
You've had more than enough.
We're almost done.
Almost. Eli's signaling to the producers, we're done. We're fucking done.
As if they haven't also been watching the clock with an almost, you know, Jones in for 11 o'clock.
It's just, come on.
Come on.
7 minutes. What takes 7 minutes? Not a lot.
14 countdown clocks.
Boo.
Well, yeah.
All right, let's end this properly and with patience and grace.
Okay,
Joseph,
fine.
Yes, sir.
We'd like to say goodbye.
I would like to say goodbye. Thank you very much for having me here and supporting such a brilliant, fantastic
show.
Did
you donate any money?
And I donated.
Yeah,
I donated, and it was really interesting talking to some of the characters.
Got an email? And, what's that? Qualifies?
Well, if you want to follow me, it's
josephwilson86
and josephwilsoncomedian.com.
Fine.
And I love Eli.
Good.
Yes.
And I wish Eli a safe trip to America.
Thanks, Joe.
Eli, you want to say goodbye, mate? You got a minute, go on.
All right.
Tell us what smoking
around. Say thank you.
Shut up.
Don't step on it. Give him his time. Let's end this in a civilised way.
I'd just like to say thanks to Fubar, Comic Relief, and Paul for setting this up.
That's so accusatory.
Like a young bottom, isn't it?
So accusatory.
And, you know, just everyone take care, okay?
Drunk at 5 for 3, I'm like a hobbit.
I wish I had this out for Eli early in the morning.
There's your breakfast show. Here, go fuck yourself.
Sandling, any final thoughts?
My final thought is thank you for having me. I very much enjoyed saving the show.
Yeah, humorously.
No, which is very good. If you have enjoyed this, then why not follow me at @squat_Betty on Twitter. I am much better on Twitter than I am on Facebook because my mum's not on Twitter, so I'm rude. I also do a podcast with my own called Perfect Movie, which you can listen to, which is a podcast about films, which is Richard Selling's Perfect Movie, which you can find on SoundCloud and iTunes and all the other places. Other than that, thank you, Paul, for inviting me. Thank you, Eli, for letting me be here. And thank you to Fubar. And thank you to everyone you have to say thank you to. To the producers and everyone who helped actually make the show actually happen, who went and boiled kettles and went, I'll get that for you, instead of making me do it like most people normally would if you come to something like this. They're above and beyond those awesome dudes.
And I think. Yeah, and this is what it comes
down to.
Paul,
would you like to say anything?
Why not?
You've already said thank you to about 25 people, but would you like to end with a...
I'm going to say is this. Geekatoy is back on the beginning of April at the Phoenix in London with a guest at some point. If you go to Geekatorium...
It might be someone special.
Might be someone special. Geekatorium.net for all your Geekatorium needs. You can get the podcast. If you subscribe on iTunes or through Stitch or SoundCloud, just go to the Geekatorium. You get Sandling's podcast and you get Eli and my podcast, The Unclickables. And for some reason, Joseph has a podcast called...
The Social Hand Grenade Podcast.
And you can also find that on SoundCloud. If you enjoy what you heard tonight and you want to know what we do when we're not here, these podcasts give you a pretty accurate representation of our behaviour.
I'm not usually this drunk at the end of the podcast.
That's not true.
It starts that drunk.
That's not true. If you'd like what we did, support us, geekatorium.net. Go on the podcast, support us all.
3 minutes.
Fubar, thank you very much for having us. You have been very tolerant, very brave, and very, very helpful.
27 hours of podcasting in a row!
I can't believe it.
And I think it's time to get rat-arsed.
Yes!
And Eli to get finger-fucked in Miami.
What?
At
the airport.
Why end with that?
This is why Joe should have been expelled from the studio about half an hour ago.
And in the words of Chevy Chase, I've been Paul Gannon. And you've not.
The Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge.
You did it 3 minutes too. We haven't in.
I'm playing music. Good night!
Yay! We did it! We did it. 3.
Oh, bollocks.